sure could use a little good news today.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday.
Baseball can have delays for a variety of reasons, and they mainly have to do with weather. But the Emporia High baseball team recently dealt with a delay of a much different sort last week. Practice delayed by about 20 minutes after a bee swarm. But unlike most teams, the Spartans had an expert readily available, team member Maddox Shively.
I walked up to my coaches, and I was talking to them. And I was telling them what it was and like how to fix it and stuff. And then I asked them if I could fix it. That way we could practice.
Shively hurried home, got his mom Mary, and returned. 20 minutes later, the swarm was safe and out of harm's way. Shively's had a keen interest in bees ever since reading the magazine A Time for Kids in third grade.
It said that the bees were endangered, and just from then I started researching them. And then I did a scholarship for Nikiba, and the first year I didn't get it because I was too young, but the next year I was old enough. So then I decided to apply for it again, and I got it.
Mary Shively says that fifth grade scholarship further sparked her son's desire to be a beekeeper, but it gave him something else, a starter hive.
You actually order bees in a package that either come from Texas or California mostly, and a bee package has about 5,000 bees in it and one queen. And so then you start your own hive like that.
Head coach Anthony Markowitz says it was pretty cool watching Shively work.
You know, you're looking at a high school kid who's obviously taken a big responsibility on himself, and as far as I'm concerned, he's kind of an expert at it, and he knew exactly what to do.
Teammate Grady Howe saw the benefits for Shively's honey business, Ox's Bees, in addition to getting back to that practice mindset.
The bigger his business can get and the more honey he gets to produce, so then once he showed back up, it was kind of relieving for me so we could continue with our practice and not have to worry about someone getting stung and something like that happening.
Shively also says there's been more interest in his line of honey over the past week, which basically means a pretty sweet deal for him. That's Feel Good Friday. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Wow, I feel good. Feel Good Friday from KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. I knew that I wouldn't.